Because Jehovah God is jealous. Jehovah God is exacting. Jehovah God is holy. Jehovah God is offensive. Jehovah God is vengeful. Jehovah God is angry. Jehovah God is hateful. Now, I don't know if you noticed, but the first letter of those seven words, they spell Jehovah. Here's my point. If you say, well, hey, I believe in Jehovah God, but my God is not jealous. Well, you cannot spell Jehovah without J. That's not Jehovah God, my friend. I mean, I believe in Jehovah God, but my God is not exacting. He doesn't expect you to keep his rules and be so strict about it. Well, you can't spell Jehovah God without the E. You say, well, I mean, my God, I believe in Jehovah God, Pastor, but my God's not holy. I mean, he's just long-suffering and forgiving. You can't spell Jehovah God without H. Well, Pastor, I mean, I believe in Jehovah God, but my God never offends anybody. Never. Nobody would ever be offended by the God that I love and worship. Well, you can't spell Jehovah God without O, can you? You say, well, Pastor, I believe in Jehovah God, but my God is not a vengeful God. I mean, that's terrible. And my God's way too loving to be like that. Well, you can't spell Jehovah God without the V, can you? Well, Pastor, I believe in Jehovah God, but my God, he's not an angry God. He's just always happy. I've seen the captain's face. He's just smiling all the time, no matter what happens. You cannot spell Jehovah without A. Well, Pastor, but above all, my God is not a God of hate. I believe in Jehovah God. We already have one H. We don't need a second H. But you cannot spell Jehovah God without two H's, right? He's holy and he's hateful. Here's my point. You cannot take some of the characteristics of God and claim that you're worshiping Jehovah God. You start removing characteristics from who God it is, you have created a God in your own imagination. It's not the God of the Bible.